longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This is not headline news. Today is the first day of spring, when millions of Americans pretend they're interested in college basketball just for something to do. Fabrics retailer Joann has filed for bankruptcy. For years, Joann has just been hanging on by a thread. Video has emerged of Kate Middleton in public with Prince William. Witnesses say she appeared happy and healthy, and her circuit board only glitched once. And Madam Web is now available on home video. It contains never-before-seen footage. The entire movie. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5:02 News. Thank you, Jessica.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The former top military chief, General Mark Milley, and former head of U.S. Central Command testified before Congress Tuesday on policy failures by the Biden administration to adequately plan for or direct an evacuation in time to avoid the chaotic final days of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The final 2 weeks of the U.S. presence was marred by a deadly Abbey Gates suicide bombing in Kabul that took the lives of 13 service members. The last of four suspects in a bus stop shooting of eight Philadelphia high school students earlier this month was captured today in Virginia. The Marshals Service announced a 17-year-old was taken into custody about 12:15 p.m. at an apartment in Alexandria. On Wall Street, the Dow by 320 points. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, Five Bulldogs. Antelopes, Jackrabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go. Four Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers. Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers, the Volunteers. Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks. Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks. Three Wildcats, Three Tigers, Lobos. The Beach, Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes. Twice the zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
I heard a sound. It could only mean one thing. Joining us in the studio, the august, the multi-talented, his own self. Please welcome Master Thespian. Jeff, you're in charge.
Please clap.
Howdy.
Where were you when I needed you, when I was having a nervous breakdown in the 3 o'clock hour?
I don't know. I was having to teach a class, man, trying to fill young minds full of knowledge. You know how it is.
I even guilt-tripped my sidekick from yesterday, Ellen Murray, and said,
I wish you would pick today. I might have behaved a little better. No, I'm just up to here, man. I don't know. I should ask my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling.
Yeah.
If this job is killing me. And it's only because I care. I'm outraged. Yep. Trump can't make this $464 million bond because he failed to pay off. No, he didn't fail to do anything. He paid a loan off on time with interest. You can get fined almost $500 million for that.
I know. It's crazy. And even the banks that he borrowed the money from, they testified going, "There, nothing was wrong here.
We want to do business with them again."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, these people are evil.
I missed your text that you were at the front door. I hope you weren't waiting long.
No, it's okay. No.
I got him.
She got me. But yeah, it's just, it's heartbreaking. And I know he must be tearing his hair out right now, what little he's got left. But this is unreal.
Democrats,
political persecution is what it is.
I don't care how much you hate Donald Trump. If they could do this to him, think about what the wrong government could do to you.
Mm-hmm.
The same... I'm trying to watch my language here.
Yeah.
But these same a-holes that are always, Putin, you are Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
You have become him with your totalitarian one-way street government.
Well, we see it in the different treatment between Trump and between Biden. You know, both Trump and Biden had documents at their homes. Biden had documents at his office and his home and the basement.
And he got a slap on his hand.
Because he was a kindly old man.
Yeah, who just had a poor memory. Which is what qualifies you to be president, I guess, these days.
Except for the fact that he had them in his possession, which is against the law.
I don't know if you saw this. I posted I put up a lot of stuff this afternoon.
Yeah.
From The Guardian. Biden warns against primary bloodbath. He used the word, where's the shriek? Where's the shriek over Joe saying bloodbath?
All the same people that were yelling at Trump were the ones that used that word. They used that very same word.
Yes. Hypocritical holes. That's what you are. The worst.
Well, it's one of the things I talked to my class about today. It was a public speaking class, that how you can take things out of context to try to make them sound like something else. And unfortunately for them, too many people were going back and listening to that speech. I want to hear him say it. And then when they heard it, went, wait a minute.
In context, what's the big deal?
Yeah, the way he said it.
And what's it all designed to do? It's all designed to take the attention off some other crisis they've created. You know, Joe's disaster. You know, Peter Ducey was the only one that had the audacity to ask, is it true that Joe is screaming and yelling at people because his poll numbers suck? And if they're that bad, why is he so close in the national polling on the election? I don't understand how it could be. I got to tell you, if you're one of the 45 or 44% that wants four more years of this crap, you are an idiot. You are beyond redemption. You are stupid at a level that currently there's no word to describe or quantify you.
Well, I'm looking forward to the books
I can use on the radio anyway.
The books that people are going to write that were part of his staff years from now, and they talk about what actually happened, because he gives that impression in real life when he's in the public that he's sharp to anger. He's very quick.
Very much so. And the whole State of the Union speech was a Ritalin-driven anger exercise.
Yeah, he was on something very clearly. And it's just, and that's the thing, is that more and more people are starting to see that the emperor has no clothes. They're starting to see the truth. They're starting to realize, okay, we're being fed a bill of goods here. These people are lying to us. And they're starting to ask that question, why? Why are you lying to us? Because they want power. They want to control us.
And they're not even, they've given up using legitimate means to achieve it. They'll cheat, they'll lie, they'll do whatever they have to. And God help us. What is their ultimate plan for us if they do get that power?
Yeah, that's why it's a good time to start praying right now.
It is.
Just because ultimately it's in God's hands, and we just need to pray that this will all work out.
Well, we are this close.
Yeah.
We are this close to the reason our brilliant founders gave us the Second Amendment.
Yep. Yep.
And try some of this in the South. Texas is looking and protecting its citizens, and you don't want them to do that. That's another insanity.
That's crazy.
You think, hey, thanks for the help in watching the border. They're doing nothing. They want this. They want this. They want these people to vote. They want a judge ruled the other day that they can carry guns.
Well, I think it's also, too, that...
Yet at the same time, one of our own, an American citizen, mm-hmm. convicted felon, can't have weapons. Mm-hmm. But somebody that broke the law to get into the country can. Tell me on what planet that makes sense.
Well, it's also straining resources. I mean, everybody that comes in to the country from somewhere else, they've got to have a place to live. They have to have food or they're going to die. They have to have water or they're going to die. They have to have a place to live or they're going to die. Where's that coming from? In a normal society, you work, you earn money by putting your labor in somebody else's hands and they pay you and you use that to pay for the stuff you need to survive.
Hey, we
helped
ourselves a little bit earlier by thinking about somebody else's problem, and I have a good source of these. Can we listen to this story?
Sure. Yes.
We want to tell the story about a house with too much history. And then we're going to be talking to Brant.
Cool.
I'm engaged to marry a wonderful man later this year. My dilemma is this. I'm not comfortable in his home, which I will have to move into later this year. He's divorced, and the home that he owns is one that he has shared with his ex-wife and other past relationships. We have agreed to do an additional new master suite on the home, which requires a sizable loan that I'm willing to co-sign on, but I worry that even with a space that will be, quote, just ours, I will still never feel like it is completely my home. How can I stop feeling like this house is just a revolving door of my ex, soon-to-be husband's ex-lovers? Selling the house is not an option because it is a piece of property where his business is located.
That's difficult.
I understand why she feels the way she feels.
Yeah.
Oh, I do, too.
I mean, I often wonder what women thunk when they came to my... No, I don't want to say that.
You're a bachelor pad.
Why is there a sign over your room that says, so many serve? I'm not going to go there. I'm above that. That's just us being...
That's all right. Thank you for sharing.
Maybe she could totally redecorate.
She could just tear it.
Put your stamp
out
on every single room. Yeah. Why would he object to that? That's how you make it your own. Yep. Otherwise, it's just a pile of bricks.
Yeah.
You know? So put your stamp on it. That's what I would recommend. Go with the flow.
Yep.
Take charge.
Yep.
That'll be Brant joining us in just a moment. It's 5:13.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA USA.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, I think we're headed back to the 30s tonight. I've got us at 37 for the overnight low and maybe a little bit of patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as it has been, but a high temperature near 70 and a lot of sunshine. We will be in the low 70s on Thursday and the risk of scattered showers holding off till late Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Let's listen for Joey.
live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, and at this point in the show, along with Master Thespian and Rosie Brock, we can talk to Mr. Right on the Money, Brett McDonald from Invista Advisors. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg. How are you, man?
That's the hardest question. Don't ask.
I don't know if we want to go there, Brent.
We're keeping them away from the sharp knives.
Yeah. You may have overheard my show. Today you didn't need a radio between 3 and 4 o'clock. You did not need a radio to hear my show. If you were anywhere in the 36106 area code, you heard it without amplification. So I'm calming down.
Well, that's good.
He's much better.
Yeah, he still looks good.
That's how he is. He's much better.
You guys are making me feel like a patient you're visiting in a nut house. You really are. I got to tell you that.
But you are feeling much better than you were.
You're much calmer.
Thespian, would you come and unzip my jacket from behind so I can use my arms again? That would help. So, Brad, I saw big numbers in the market today. What's all the excitement about?
You know, we're seeing a bit of a rotation occur in the market. You know, you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, a lot of the names that are in there are some of the more boring companies. I mean, we've talked about the ones that have led this market rally, right? The Magnificent Seven or the FANG stocks, if you will. Many of those companies today didn't really do so well, anywhere from flat to slightly down. So a little bit of a rotation where money's leaving those names, going into some of the old sort of staple type names, if you will. And I think that's what really helped the Dow Jones do probably, let's see, I think they were, that index was maybe 2-1 better than some of these other indexes today. So it was a pretty good day overall, but still not a lot to write home about. I think what's really going on, though, is as we've been, you know, trying to telegraph to the listeners for a while now, we've got this big Fed meeting tomorrow. That's center stage, obviously. I mean, that's what everyone's going to be looking for. And the prevailing thought is that the Fed is going to come out in their press conference tomorrow and talk about cutting interest rates. Though the futures markets for the Fed, for the federal funds rate, is still lower than it was a week ago. I mean, you know, as I said yesterday, about a week or so ago, if you looked at that futures market, there was a 99% chance that the Fed would cut in June. Now it's down to about 55%. Mm-hmm. So that trend has been going in the wrong direction, but yet the market still seems to think there's something there. Obviously, the political winds are blowing in that direction as well. I think you're going to probably end up seeing a Federal Reserve that most likely caves. I think this is going to be an interesting press conference because you're going to hear Jay Powell stand up and say that he thinks they're going to cut once, maybe three times before the year is out. But then you're going to start to hear some of the voting members of the FOMC who are not as close to that political lightning rod as Jay Powell is, and I think you're going to hear them be very loud and very vocal about probably within a week or so after this meeting, coming out and saying we don't think we should be cutting rates too fast because inflation is trending back up again.
Yeah,
this is a crazy situation, man. It really is. And
this administration does not hesitate to throw its power around. They want to get reelected, and this financial news that's the truth is detrimental to them. So they're going to come down and, you know, heavy on Powell and anybody else that dares tell the truth. It's very frightening, frankly.
Well, it's extremely frightening, but let's be honest. I mean, really, if they're going to flood the country with millions and millions of migrants and give them better constitutional rights than the rest of Americans, and they're going to give them free money, free everything, and we've got to pay for it. If they're going to do that to try to win an election, if they're going to do what they've done to Trump, running him through the mill like they have, of almost a nearly a $500 million fine for nothing?
That's
if they're going to go to these links, if they're going to go to these links, then why the heck not screw around with the money supply? You know, I mean, as I've said, there is nothing that they're not open to doing. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what's frightening to me. I mean, across the board, it is, it's historic, man. This is a very, very historic time. And, I don't know. I tell you, you look at what the level of borrowings and all the things they're doing, this is not sustainable. None of this is sustainable. Mm-hmm. So, God help us all.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's as honest as you can be, man. And I appreciate it.
It's like they think they can get away with it. They think that nothing's going to happen.
Obviously, they do, or they wouldn't be trying. I mean, they're just so out in the open.
Yeah.
And again, I understand people don't like Donald Trump. They put personalities before principles. But how they cannot see through, well, good, I'm glad he's getting fined $400. He didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-mm.
He didn't do anything wrong.
And if they can do that to him, they can do it to anyone.
Mm-hmm. You know, and in part because it was his fault, but if Richard Nixon had taken responsibility for Watergate, they wouldn't have been able to do it to him. Yeah. That was also a media-driven, let's get him out. A guy who carried 49 states.
Yeah.
They did it to him. They're doing it to Donald Trump, even though he's not currently in office. They don't want him back in. And these forces have nothing to do with the American citizen and what we want. And that frightens the hell out of me.
Well, that tells you they're scared of him. If they're going to these lengths to stop him from becoming president again, they're scared of him.
Yeah. But why not win the argument instead of destroying the Constitution in the process?
I know.
Brad, I'm just glad we got you, buddy.
Well, I'm glad it's mutual, man. I'm glad that I get to join you every afternoon and talk about these things and bit with you. And by the way, I've been traveling today, so I have no idea what you're talking about from 3 to 4 that went down. I guess I'll go have to listen to the podcast, but I can only imagine.
Well, if you stick your head outside, you'll probably hear the echo from that hour. It's still bouncing around town. I thought Rosie was going to leap over the table and stick me with some kind of, you know, like a young Frankenstein.
Zappa.
What was the line in that movie where they're playing, what's the mime game?
Charades.
Charades.
Yes.
And what's the word that he's trying to convey to Marty Feldman and Terry Garr? They give him a sedative.
Sedative, yes.
Sedative. Yeah. Sedative. That's kind of what it was like. I was the monster.
Well, I can see it in my mind's eye. I've been there with you many times, and I've seen it happen. So,
Brant, I really appreciate you, man. You're a good guy.
Thank you, Brant.
Thanks for being my advisor and my friend both.
You're quite welcome.
And a valuable instrument to the show.
Yep, and look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. It's going to be a big day.
All right, so. Any big news in the morning, 8:30 is always safe for you.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
Alrighty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Good! What is it? What's the matter? Quick, give him the watch.
Give him the watch. Three syllables. First syllable sounds like
head. Sounds like head. Bed. Said. Second syllable. Little bird. This, that, the.
Dirty word. He said a dirty word.
All sounds like to give.
Said, give. Give him a said a give.
Oh, Tim. Said a Tim.
sound effect.
Oh, such a brilliant movie.
Oh, and Gene Wilder just played this role so perfectly.
Sedative?
Rosie, get the sedative.
Yes. Perhaps you would like some warm milk?
Some Ovaltine?
Ovaltine?
God.
Yes, Cloris Leachman was just perfect.
She was.
Perfect for that role.
And of course, actually, one of the better parts of the entire movie.
I am Paul Bruchel.
Now, why were the horses so terrified of that day? Break into small groups funny. And discuss.
It was funny.
Hey, that thing I posted, we're going to talk about that when we come back, okay?
Yes.
That old game show thing.
We should. Because that was amazing. I was watching that and just going, wow. It's cool. Where did you find it for the first time?
Mrs. Ritterbottle found it.
And really?
Told me. I didn't know. There's must be other stuff out there.
I'm sure.
On YouTube, yeah.
From those days.
That's cool.
Somebody said I looked like a dreamboat. Hey.
Well, that hair.
But today it was more like the monster in Young Frankenstein.
It's okay. It's all right.
If you support your local pharmacy at Adams Drugs, and boy, that's a decision that you will never regret because they're just so good at customer service, about building relationships with people, about making you feel appreciated for bringing your business to them. That's, and how Mike Vincent has managed to staff 12 locations with such an incredible team of people, not only qualified to do what they do, but do it with such panache, flair, and warmth. Because when you walk in, you feel like you're almost walking into a different era. I call it Mayberry-esque. Mm-hmm. You can derive from that what you will. But that's what they're all about. I'm watching national chain pharmacies close. I've watched other pharmacies get bought up in mergers. And one day somebody goes to get a prescription filled. They're not there anymore. Mm-hmm. But their information isn't there either because it got sold with the pharmacy. Adams Drugs is going to be there. They have 12 locations to serve you. You can find them at adamsdrugs.net. 75 cents of every dollar you spend with them stays in our economy. It's about a third of a dollar with the national chain pharmacies. So when you need prescriptions filled, and pharmacists, by the way, who will fight to save you on copays, look for programs, coupons, anything that the drug maker may have available to help diminish the impact to you as a consumer. All your over-the-counter needs. And those beautiful gift shops where they sell heirloom type of seasonal decor, that's a bonus. Find the one nearest you at adamsdrugs.net. And please, when you stop in the first time, mention you heard about them here as we go back to visit Skipper and the Traffic Dog.
Well, most of our accidents have cleared or out of the way or have left the scene. We do have two or three still hanging on, but they are not affecting traffic flow. Right now, heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. All of our feeder roads out of the city are mostly moderate traffic, as well as the boulevards. A little bit busy on I-85 northbound out around Taylor Road. Traffic is light to moderate right now. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming in from your place. Shop Bath & Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape & Phone Repair, and more. From your place in Prattville, another great McClinton Company development. For Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty steals on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
State, eeny, meeny, mighty mo. I like the mascot. Don't watch the games. I pick them, then I lose.
One morning back in, I think it was around the mid-80s, a guy that played a great character in my show, but was our local sales manager. Andy Winston was his name.
Andy Winston.
Comes into the studio with these sheets. He says, would you like to do the bracket? And I said, what are you talking about? You know, so he says, well, just $5, fill this out. And I don't even know half the teams I'm looking at. There were colleges I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly a dunce, all right? $5, just maybe you'll win the office pool. And so we're doing this on the air, and I have
no clue.
I didn't even finish. I just handed it back in. Because it was too much work.
Yeah. And really, the way that song is depicting, that's probably the best way to pick your bracket, because so many people try to figure all this out and look at the statistics, and they lose.
I think ESPN has a
Stanford Cup.
maybe it's ESPN, I don't know. Somebody has a thing where you can fill out a bracket.
Yeah.
And there's a big jackpot if you pick the whole thing correctly, mm-hmm. but nobody wins it.
Nope. Because it's so hard to try to figure that out.
And this year with the passing on Saturday of Mommy the Swami.
There you go.
I'm really rooting for Auburn. I really would love to see them win. However, my daughter went to FAU. They're also in the tournament.
Ooh.
So I have a second choice.
Yeah. Why are they? I heard today that all the Alabama teams are going to Spokane to play.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Why are they having to travel so far?
Because they, I'll tell you what, this is how they train people for government. Yeah. Let's have the Eastern Regional in Spokane, Washington. It makes no sense.
It costs so much money to travel.
And yeah. This is the same Green Freaks. And by the way, I think that puts an Eastern team or a Central Time team at a disadvantage to go to the West Coast mm-hmm. and play on their time
mm-hmm.
in these games. It's just wrong. But that's if the government were running the NCAA, and maybe they are, that's what you would expect. That kind of stupid. So you want to, yeah. You know, I put this on
just
Facebook.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense.
This blast from my past, which until today only a few people had seen.
Yeah, I find that fascinating because you look so much like Joey Clark in that. That is just unreal.
Yeah, I showed it to Joey.
Yeah.
When we changed over at 3.
Now, was the thing I noticed about this is that your voice was pitched a little bit higher than it is now. Now, you know, through age, vocal folds stretch and that sort of thing.
And menthol cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes, yeah. But that was the thing that stood out with me. I was like, wow. You could still tell it was you, but...
I would hope.
Oh, yeah. I especially enjoyed the pie in the face. I thought that was funny. Did they tell you that was going to happen?
Hey, this is the funny thing. My mother was in the studio that night watching this.
Oh, no.
And we were. I was taking her to Joe's Stone Crab, which is the place.
Yeah.
In South Florida, and I didn't know they were going to do the pie, and I didn't mind.
But you didn't have any clothes to change into.
No. Well, my house, that TV studio was about less than half a mile from my apartment, so
yeah.
Getting all the whipped cream off and all that took a little time. But my mother was crying.
How could you do this to my little boy?
I said, Mom, it's just a joke. It's no big deal. Don't feel bad. They didn't do it because they hate me. It was for showbiz.
Yep.
And in showbiz, anything goes. I didn't realize that happened at the end of it.
Yeah, it's funny. I like those outfits you're wearing, too. Those are very, very stylish.
That was the style at the time, buddy. I was
the Miami Vice, yeah.
Joey, I wish I could get that blue jacket back. I'd probably fit in it again.
Yeah.
Jason.
You lost a lot of weight.
Hey, Greg. Hey. Can you just help me out? Having a brain fart today. What is the name of Brant McDonald's organization?
Invista Advisors.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I need to refer somebody to him, and I'd love, I couldn't think of it.
Can I give you the number?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
It's 387-0094.
I don't know if I can get to the right screen.
Where's and I really appreciate that you're doing that. Any kind of support you can give our sponsors is always deeply appreciated.
All right, 387-0094.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too. It is 540. Let me talk about Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I called Melanie over there today because it's time for the spring tune-up, which means we're turning the corner into the hot weather season. But I had to tell her the story I've been talking about on the air. I've been a Clark Club member for a long time, and they have nursed our old unit. I think it was the original unit with the house.
Oh, wow.
So it had some real years on it. But they came out, tuned it, and always did their best. But the last, we're talking 2 years ago, so this is 2022. The first bills we got in the summer were unbelievable. They were in the $500 plus range, which is way higher than we were normally paying. So Clark's kept that thing on life support, mm-hmm. got it to run a little more efficiently. And I went on budget billing with Alabama Power and Blight because I had no idea where this was all going to go.
Yeah.
Clark's sold me a unit. And it's a nice one with a digital display. It's easy to work with. And when you give it a command, it works instantly. And they installed that in August of 22. I went on budget billing and started out at $395 a month. Mm-hmm. Before long, it was $375. Then free $349. $329. Then $295. $249. $50 drop from there. And the bill this month was $212.
Wow.
On budget billing.
That's amazing.
The difference it can make. That thing is paying for itself.
Yeah.
Given what we were spending, even when it was running well, that older unit, it's quiet too. I don't hear the sound of metal hitting metal when it pops on.
It's never good.
So Clark's can not only service the unit you have, but if you need one, I would go to them. Yeah. We got a good price, solid product, and it hasn't disappointed. On the other hand, they also have a plumbing team at Clark's that can solve, diagnose any issue between the buffalo valve and the backyard fence. Under the house, they have equipment that can explore that area, make sure those pipes are in good working order. Trust the infrastructure and comfort of your home and family to Clark's, 277-2125. Tell Melanie, Goddess, I said hello. By the way, their Alabama certification number is 99004, and their web address is clarkcomfort.com. Mm-hmm. Master Thespian and Rosie Brock with me at 5:41. We've got local news from Blue Water and Rich's forecast. Next.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Alabama is another step closer to having a state lottery. The House passed the gambling bill, but state senators took out sports betting and table games, leaving just the lottery standing alone. Now, this revised bill is headed back to the House. If the bill passes, it would be put on the ballot in September. The longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives has resigned from the legislature after pleading guilty to federal conspiracy and obstruction of justice charges. 83-year-old John Rogers diverted money in a kickback scheme from funds intended to pay for community projects in Jefferson County. An opening date of March 27th has been set for the new Freedom Monument Sculpture Park in Montgomery. The 17-acre site on the banks of the Alabama River will combine historical artifacts, original research, and first-person narrative that explores the institution and legacy of slavery in this country. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Well, hi, everybody. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, I think we're headed back to the 30s tonight. I've got us at 37 for the overnight low and maybe a little bit of patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as it has been, but a high temperature near 70 and a lot of sunshine. We will be in the low 70s on Thursday and the risk of scattered showers holding off till late Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At the request of Master Thespian, the things Southern women say at 5:44.
Look what all I got up at the Outlet Mall.
That dress is ugly as homemade thin.
I wish Hee-Haw was still on television.
You gotta watch Nashville.
You gotta watch Justified.
You gotta read 50 Shades of Grey.
I love Obama.
I hate Obama. Paul Ryan's kind of sexy.
Lord have mercy.
They've discontinued my China pattern.
Are you shitting me? Well, don't get your panties in a wad.
My bra and panties always match.
The best way to not get pregnant is to hold an aspirin between your knees.
Did you eat yet?
South Carolina has the best barbecue.
North Carolina has the best barbecue. Oh, Tennessee has the best barbecue.
Did your lord ass eat the last moon pie?
Ew, this tea's unsweetened.
Good manners are never out of style.
Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Excuse you.
Ew, somebody pouted.
Quit acting ugly. I'm about to jerk a knot in your tail.
If you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about.
I've quit smoking. I'm going to start to patch.
That darn patch is expensive.
I'm going to start to patch again soon.
Let's go shopping in Atlanta.
Let's go to Daytona.
Let's go to Myrtle Beach.
I was having so much fun tailgating, I didn't even make it to the game.
I control the daylights out of a baton.
You better watch out for the police.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You're not hanging another deer in my house.
Will you bait my hook?
It's hot as Hades. They got deviled egg plates on sale up at Walmart.
I'm ill as a hornet.
He's happier than a dog with two.
You're not mashing the right button.
Why am I in charge of the class reunion?
That woman's nutty as a fruitcake.
Uh-huh.
I'll be right back. I gotta go tinkle.
Bye! If y'all need anything, just holler at me.
It is 5:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM. And now it's time for Rosie News. Yeah, because I got a cat story here. The Worcester Public Library in Massachusetts is letting borrowers pay their fees with cat photos.
What?
Through the end of this month, patrons can clear their account balances by submitting a picture or drawing of a feline. According to the library's websites, honorary cats like dogs, raccoons, orcas, or capybaras are also acceptable. Even if you don't have a cat in your life, you can still draw one, said the executive library director. Even if it's one of the big cats, like a tiger or a lion, and we'll be excited to see those. The library was inspired to create the program, and it noticed that some members had amassed large fines since the start of the pandemic. There at the end, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing about the Southern women say, I know people like that.
Oh, yeah.
My wife's cousin, we went to their house one Christmas, and her husband loves to hunt. And I walked in, and I swear there were 15 deer, elk, antelope heads mounted in their living room.
Ooh.
There was literally no more space for any dead things to go in there. And she said that, yeah, if he goes and kills anything else, it's going to have to go out in the garage. But, yeah, it's a little creepy to walk in and go,
Well, you can mount something in your living room. I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
But I'm just not a fan of the heads.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Biltmore?
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
I've seen it, yeah.
There's one room there that has the trophies, and it's very creepy.
It's like creepy. A cemetery where they buried everything except the head,
mm-hmm.
you know? And mm-hmm. they still have... I guess those are fake eyeballs they put in there.
Yes, yes.
When they taxidermy these creatures.
They take out all the icky, soft, gooey stuff and put in fakes. But
I have another one of those somebody else's trouble stories. You want to...
Yeah, yeah.
Do another one of those?
I would love to hear one, Mr. Gregory Benjamin.
I was hoping Jay Quinn would have a moment to join us, but that's not looking good at the moment.
Yeah, she may be busy right now. Are they on spring break?
I don't know.
Could be.
I thought that was the week before Easter.
Well, different people have different spring breaks. We had AUM spring break last week.
Oh.
My wife teaches at a school that has spring break next week, in line with Easter.
So. Why don't we just get everybody on the same calendar?
I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
I do know this. Miami Beach said, don't spring break here. We're putting curfews up, and people still showed up and caused trouble, and they got arrested. Idiots. Why can't you have fun on spring break without getting your ass put in jail? I don't get it.
I don't know. They just think that that's the thing to do. It's like, no, it's not. You're risking your life. You're risking your health. You know, all sorts of things can go wrong.
Yeah, but they sure can. All right, here's the story of woe. I have a coworker with whom I had a fairly close office friendship over time. I developed a bit of a crush on him.
Uh-oh.
I'm in a relationship. He is single. In a spectacular mistake, I admitted this to him several months ago. After some awkwardness, our friendship seemed to resume as normal. Then in recent months, he noticeably stopped speaking to me. I apologized for mentioning my crush and asked if I did something new to upset him or if my continued presence at work made him uncomfortable. He dodged both questions and now will only speak to me when absolutely necessary to get work done using the bare minimum number of words. I feel terrible, and I don't want to perpetuate an environment where we're both on edge around each other. At the same time, I understand his reluctance to talk about it. How can I address this short of finding a new job?
Wow, that's a tough... That's a tough situation because there could be all sorts of things going on. Could perhaps he be gay and not want anybody to know he's gay?
That's possible. That's a very interesting point.
Yeah. Could it be that he just does not like her in that way, so it freaked him out when she said she was romantically attracted? I don't know. There's any sort of things. I don't know. Maybe he really wants to have a relationship with her, but he's afraid that that would destroy his career. Who knows? Could just be crazy.
We should capture everything he just said on an MP3 and mail it to this woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
she considered getting a gun. No.
I applaud her for admitting how she felt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't work out the way she might have hoped.
No. But, you know, human behavior is odd. I mean, trying to figure things out. As an actor, one of the things you try to figure out is, why do these characters behave this way?
Yeah.
Why do they say these words? And it's hard sometimes to try to read people, try to figure them out. I hate that she's in that situation, but there may be a lot more going on than she realizes. Because she's thinking it's me, and it may not be her. It may be something else.
In a similar vein, here's a thread from Reddit. Pettiest things people have done after a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
One, cleaned the toilet with his toothbrush and put it back.
Oh, Lord. That's a passive-aggressive move right there.
Cut the tips off all his pants pockets. Another woman says she cut the crotch out of every suit the guy owned. See, it doesn't change anything, but it does make you feel better,
makes
I guess.
Makes you feel better, yeah.
Stole every single one of his power cords, including the cord to his fridge.
Oh, that's treasonous right there. Wow.
Check this out. Stuffed raw fish into the curtain rods of his windows and never told him.
Oh, I've heard of that. I have heard of that. People doing that. Oh, my goodness.
He was a DJ who still used vinyl records. So I went through his massive collection and put every record in the wrong slot.
Oh, that's clever. That's clever. That's better than destroying the records. That's much better. That's good. That's good.
Who's on my phone?
It's me.
It's you. Well, we were hoping to get you on a little earlier. Let me count.
I know, but listen.
What?
Okay, remember last year on St. Patty's Day when I got that fender bender on Atlanta Highway and I called you guys from the accident?
Yes.
Uh-huh. USAA just called me, and so I was on the phone with them, and so I couldn't get off. Everything's fine. I mean, I was not at fault, by the way, just in case anybody was wondering.
That's good.
But they were calling me about that, and I was like, oh, Greg's going to be so bad.
No, I understand. Look, you've got a law practice and two kids who have needs.
No, they're fine.
I wouldn't mind, though, if you went to my Facebook page and looked at that video I just put up there.
Oh, it's a verse.
I already looked at the video of you from Waxy.
Wasn't that great?
From Lassie.
From Waxy.
Oh, Waxy.
Get the wax out of your ears.
Yeah, I got the Waxy in my ears. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, was he down in the well on that episode of Waxy? Yeah.
First of all, I've already seen that video. I already knew it was on the YouTube.
Oh, you did?
I watched it again already. Yes, I've searched every Greg Beadle video on the internet.
I didn't see any comments from you, though.
Just because you don't see the comments doesn't mean I don't see it.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lawyer.
But no, I'm a lawyer. Some things I keep close to the vest.
Gotcha. Appreciate your confidence on that.
Listen, tomorrow I'm going to take Steven to the book fair, mm-hmm. and then we're going to take Lola to dance. And I'll have to tell you about my parent fail with Lola's dance tomorrow because we don't have time today. But I'll have a whole hour in the car, and I can devote nothing but my attention to Rosie and Greg.
Aww.
We'll look forward to that.
That'd be nice.
What time should we expect this miracle?
I throw Lola into dance, literally push her in the door at like 3:50. So anytime between 4 and 5, I'm all yours.
All right. We will look forward to that promise of tomorrow and wish you...
And Greg.
Yes.
You have my personal cell number. You can call me at any time. Okay. You know that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just reminding you.
Yes.
In case he gets lonely.
He acts so deprived. He acts like he can't contact me at any hour of the day.
Thank you for the privilege of knowing you.
Yeah.
I know. That's what you get.
As a friend.
I love you guys too.
Right.
Have a good rest
thank
of the
you,
night.
Jacqueline.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Best thespian, thank you.
Woo-hoo.
A big Warhawk appreciation for your service to this show today. This is our final traffic.
Well, most of our accidents have cleared or are out of the way or have left the scene. We do have two or three still hanging on, but they are not affecting traffic flow. Right now, heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. All of our feeder roads out of the city are mostly moderate traffic, as well as the boulevards. A little bit busy on I-85 northbound out around Taylor Road. Traffic is light to moderate right now. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming in from your place. Shop Bath & Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Faro Vape and Phone Repair, and more. From your place in Prattville, another great McClinton Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only Steel dealer in the area.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're having such a good time, I completely took my eye off the ball and whiffed on the close of the show.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
So, on behalf of Master Thespian, Brad McCoff, Rosie Brock, I used to be Greg Nadell. You can check my Facebook page out. I'll be back in the morning with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. Thanks for touching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Set a give.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump is hurtling toward a critical deadline in his most costly legal battle to date. If the former president doesn't come up with a financial guarantee by Monday,